This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So I have never and will never watch that Dr. Pimple Popper because that is not my deal.
Oh, it's great.
That's Chuck's favorite.
That is Chuck's favorite.
It's so disturbing.
It's so good.
He says it calms him.
It does.
It calms him.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't have the stomach for it.
No.
It's not for me. Well, I think this is even worse.
What are they doing now?
TLC just revealed a new show about foot doctors.
Oh, okay. That's worse.
I've watched a lot of foot stuff, like a lot of ingrown toenails.
Oh, God, you guys.
Watch a lot of those sand.
Some of the pictures are absolutely horrifying.
You ever seen what they do to ingrown toenails?
Yeah, they rip them out, don't they? You can tell that person.
Guess what? That's not going to be good. Yep.
Yeah. Dr. Pimple Popper.
The crocodile man.
Okay. You ready for some pictures from the show?
Yes.
No.
Let's do this.
Look.
Oh!
Look at that. What is that?
Some kind of fungus.
What is going on there?
Yeah, it's fungus. You know what?
Jabba the Hutt's feet.
I'm going to go get it checked out way before that.
Yeah, like, why would you let it get to where it looks like you stepped in banana pudding 2 days ago?
My Feet Are Killing Me is the name of the show.
Wow.
Someone said, was she left in the ocean? Did she step in a plate of macaroni?
Lisa was dying at something. I'm like,
at the comic.
The macaroni line. I realized that's what got her.
Look, oh my God, it's the most disgusting thing.
It looks like she's got like macaroni noodles wrapped around her toes.
They say they're real people who have real issues, some of which could be life-threatening.
Can we watch a video of this? Can we watch a video of some of these feet?
Chuck, will you watch this show?
I mean, I won't.
Do you watch the Pimple Popper show?
I don't watch any TV, but if I see it on YouTube, I would watch it. I don't have a problem.
Jesus.
What is that?
That's some kind of, my God. That's a complication from diabetes.
Yeah.
Is it?
Your whole skin is dead.
Alligator feet?
Looks like it's being mummified.
Yeah. Pretty bad. I don't know what you
do. What's wrong with those feet? Is that toe dead? Is it dead?
She's got two dead toes on that foot. Look at the pinky toe. Look at that little, that little piggy.
Oh, my God.
Looks like you're just looking at him in a fun mirror.
Yeah. I think she just broke those feet.
Oh, God, that's a lot of pus.
I've never actually watched the Dr. Pimple Popper show as a whole until like New Year's Eve, and my fiance had it on.
Oh, because she likes it too.
She loves it. She gets like how Chuck feels relief or relaxed.
She feels
like the same way.
There's a lot of people like that, right? That's why it's big.
Yeah, so the whole night, I celebrated my New Year by going,
Oh, that's so gross. I can't watch.
Here's the trailer for My Feet Are Killing Me from TLC.
That's the name of the show. My Feet Are Killing Me. Teenagers involved with treating them. Due to their graphic nature, viewer discretion is advised.
Whoa.
I've never seen a footin' this big before.
What?
It's enormous.
What is that?
What's
a footin'?
Oh, God! What was it?
My foot is.
Oh, your cauliflower feet are falling off!
My foot could kill me.
No!
Forget about the feet all the time.
Oh, Medusa!
That becomes the focus. It's just gonna get infected and reinfected, and the infections can kill you.
My name is Ebony Vincent,
and I am a foot and ankle surgeon.
These people have... Dr. Brad Schaefer. I'm a podiatrist, and that is a foot and ankle surgeon.
God damn you!
They're both gorgeous, these doctors.
Every foot is like a story.
I was born with six toes on each foot.
Six toes thing is the least.
That's the prettiest thing on there.
I feel badly that you even have to touch it. I just want it better.
They're going to be better.
I can treat their problem that they walked in with and help them get back to a better quality of life. You definitely need
to. Where'd that toe go?
They need to just snap that hook.
Just looks like he's transforming into a werewolf.
Problem. But if you can emotionally help them along the way, too, you can make a huge difference.
She has changed my life, but she's made a difference, and I appreciate it.
When people's feet are injured, your whole life is immediately affected.
They're with me.
Oh, my God, it's like a... He sets the sand his feet!
Oh, yeah, what are they doing there?
There's a problem.
It's like a Dremel, not a sandpaper.
She had a post-op complication. Oh. The worst case scenario, the toe essentially dies. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Well.
Is the toe just going to fall right off?
It died.
These doctors are weird, huh? to do this.
This would be crazy.
It's got me on for them. Yeah, exactly, right? We need people like that.
Yes, but
I didn't know
they
that.
They seem so happy.
Some of those feet look like somebody along the way had found an old, nasty Blair Witch type witch, and she cursed their feet.
Yep. That's it. You crossed a witch. You crossed a witch, dummy. Why did you cross a witch?
You got deepens in your feet, man.
Oh, my God. Honestly, you guys, we're gonna tweet this out.
What was the hardest one you guys had a problem with?
The one where they were wiggling stuff.
Yeah, where it looked like a loose cauliflower on the bottom of the feet.
Yep. Yeah, that was troubling.
It was the cauliflower.
I've never seen
feet.
That. I've never seen it either.
I don't know what that's called.
You know what, though, dude? Honestly, like, that to me still isn't as gross. I didn't look away nearly as much as then with those popper.
Oh, yeah. Popping stuff is a problem.
Pus is...
That'll make me throw up.
Pus will make me puke right away.
If you have a strong stomach and you want to see that trailer for yourself, twitter.com/DaveAndChuck is where you'll see it. But it's a tough watch.
That one lady, her feet just looked like they were turning into cornflakes. Like frosted flakes.
Guy was attacking those feet with like a sander, almost like they had that scene, I think, in Austin Powers.
Yeah. Dumb and Dumber, right?
Oh, was it Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah. Where he's like grinding sand down his feet.
Yes, Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, it's absolutely horrible. The worst thing.
But yeah, it's just because that pimple popper did well. They're copycatting. What's next?
It's funny because I think
butthole problem.
It's weird because what they've decided is they find a good looking doctor that does something really weird, and then they just give him a TV show.
Well, I think
that's what it is. Like, because the guy's an attractive guy, the girl's a very attractive doctor, and it's like, but they do weird, crazy stuff to feet.
Well, and I think that you're not alone in the calming aspect of that stuff.
Yep.
Like, I know that you're not alone. It's kind of like how, like, ASMR works for some people.
It's
and
a different thing, yep.
There's something in brains, and I don't know if feet's got the same.
I don't think so.
I don't get anything out of that.
Yeah.
I mean, although you did watch the flies in the feet or something?
Yeah.
No, it was those sand fleas, right?
Yeah, the flies. Oh. But it is like a flea that
but
lays.
You said it relaxes you.
Yeah, it does.
And he'll sit there
but
watch him.
It's the guy's voice.
Oh, right.
But it's the
ASMR thing.
Right, but it's the guy's voice. Like, they're doing the work, but then the guy's like, he's from Africa or something, and he's got that crazy, like, it's
like a deep voice.
Yeah, it's like a deep voice and a cool accent, and he's telling you about all their problems and their no shoes.
They cut those off you. That's so
the
crazy.
Chick that had the six toes on each foot, they did just lop off one toe on each foot, and she actually writes paranormal erotica.
Well,
who doesn't?
The six toed lady.
Jesus Christ.
I want to get in that business.
I know
paranormal
you do.
Erotica.
Weren't you trying to get into the Sasquatch erotica game?
That, and I had a really great, I was telling you about my idea about my intergalactic erotica with a weird, crazy twist at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Intergalactic write it down, erotica. James.
He's got it.
I wish I had more time on my hands so I'd just do all these fun little projects I come up with instead of them just rotting in my brain.
Let's get to some food news here.
Craving something sweet? Want something new to eat? It's David Chuck the Freak's Junk Food Roundup.
Well, this yo-yo roller coaster game with nacho fries that Taco Bell has been playing, they're coming back on the 30th of the month.
Yes.
But apparently they're introducing a new flavor innovation.
Oh my God, what have they done? A dip?
So if you haven't heard, nacho fries are the crispy seasoned fries served with cheese dipping sauce from Taco Bell. They're coming back again, even though they've taken them away several times before.
So
but this new flavor innovation, they're not revealing yet. They is a rumor there's some new flavor dust.
New flavor dust.
Or maybe even buffalo chicken will be involved here.
Don't want it.
I'm in on both.
Yeah?
They speculate the flavor dust could be the Doritos, Locos.
You got me again.
I'm back!
I'm back in
that
the game. I'm back in the game. I'm on high emotion. It was a high emotional reaction to a lot
he's
of
gone,
these.
He's back.
I'm out!
Yeah.
I'm in. You were like, in. Buffalo cheese. I'm out! I turned my back on you forever! I'll never look back! Doritos, you said! I'm all in, 1,000%.
Now, that's just speculation. They say that the flavor dust could be Doritos Locos and Cool Ranch.
Oh, wow.
Which they'll sprinkle on them fries.
I like the Doritos. I get a Doritos Locos taco several times a week.
Yeah.
Several times a week.
I love them. I love them good. Mm. They're good. Love them so good.
All right. Speaking of Doritos, they just launched a new flavor, Flamin' Hot Limon.
Limon.
No. Two new flavors. That's one of them. The other one, Cool Ranch, they've enhanced Cool Ranch. Even more Cool Ranch flavor.
Well, that's all now? I've needed. It's cooler. That's all I've ever needed.
I was in the store yesterday, and I just started back on like hardcore Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. You release it now. Yeah. Yeah. Where were you around Christmas? Yeah. I threw the pig down on them. I can't four bags.
Yep.
Not the supper.
It is bad timing.
It is enhanced, but that's why they do it, because they know everyone's not buying junk food right now, so they launch all their products at you.
They've been sitting on that.
Come back, we'll get you.
Well, there is a problem with the Cool Ranch Doritos where they don't. That doesn't stick, and all the powder's at the bottom.
Yep, it doesn't stick. But every once in a while, one has a majestic amount.
They must have isolated that one and
they figured it out. They're like, why is there the one chip?
What's different?
What's different about this chip?
The scientists have broke the code.
Yeah. They figured it out. We molecularly broke down the goddamn chip. And
so Flamin' Hot Limon and Enhanced Cool Ranch are in stores now. If you
want to
check them out.
What is this limon?
Here's something I don't think is going to get a lot of traction. TGI Fridays just announced their new vegan watermelon steak.
Oh my God. Thank God it's Friday.
Ooh. As part of their veganuary promotion.
Okay.
Right? I guess that's what how they're saying it. Yeah. They're now serving up a vegan watermelon steak. They take a large slice of melon, they marinate it in garlic and chili.
Why?
And then they grill it with a glaze and serve it with fries and veggies. Oh, it even has the grill marks like a real slab of beef.
I mean, your TGI Fridays, is it really, do you really got to try that hard on your vegan stuff?
I'm telling you, if I'm going to TGI Fridays...
You're not going vegan there.
No.
It's going real.
It's getting dark.
It's getting
quick.
Meaty.
Yeah. It's getting meaty. It's getting potato skin.
It's getting deep fried.
There's going to be bacon bits. Yeah. Cheese.
Everything on that plate's going to come from an animal one way or the other.
Yep.
And this, I can't get excited about this either. Hooters just introduced new meatless wings.
Oh, God.
And they let Hooters girls try them. Because I'm sure this is all legit.
Asked Hooters girls to try our new boneless wing, but didn't tell them it was meatless.
It tastes just like a boneless wing.
Now the only real difference is that this is meatless chicken.
Meatless? I would never even know. It's so good. Is it really not chicken? It tastes just like chicken.
Hooters presents great tasting 100% chicken free wings.
They got a fine
sauce. First unreal wings. Trust us, they're meatless.
I don't think I believe you.
They're trying, huh?
Yeah, they got to do something.
Hooters claims it's the largest meatless wing offering in casual dining industry. That's their claim. Okay.
Jesus. I watched something about this guy that's trying to develop meatless chicken and just how crazy it is. Like, it takes him like two nuclear power plants to make one tiny sliver of meatless chicken.
My God.
And it is... It's scary stuff.
Sounds scary.
Is this going to be what everyone eats eventually? Like, we won't kill any cows or pigs?
Not in my lifetime.
No, I know, not in our lifetime. But do you think like
they're going to run out?
Eventually, they'll realize like the planet just can't. Like the fact that we have to turn all the farmland for cows and all that, they're going to go all against that.
Then they'll find out however they're making it.
It's poison cancer, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. For sure. You see it.
If it ain't one thing, it's another.
Yeah. Girl Scout cookie season just started. Those adorable little crack dealers are going to be slanging something new this year, though. The new addition to the 2020 lineup, Lemon Ups. Lemon Ups are round, crispy lemon wafers with a layer of glaze at the bottom with motivational phrases like, I'm a leader, stamped on top of them.
That's what I need.
As you're pounding back a tray full of cookies.
Turns out I'm an eater. You're goddamn right, cookie.
Motivational cookie.
Yeah.
I like a lemon cookie, though.
You know it. I can do it.
You feel good and bad at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Bad after.
Yeah, I don't know how far I would have went if all the cookies I've ever eaten had a message
my God.
Of hope and
you can do it.
Effort.
I'd be a motivational
speaker.
Yeah,
one says I'm a leader, one says I'm a go-getter. They all have different little phrases.
I'd be Anthony Robbins.
Of cookie. I would do that.
Just of life.
I'd be like a senator or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
one more thing.
From the junk food roundup here, WWE ice cream bars are coming back.
Oh, yes. Wow, that's so good. I'm
you
excited.
Love these, huh?
Yes.
Are they actually good?
I like them. One of my favorite things to get off the ice cream truck. It's the only place you could ever find them, too.
They partnered with Good Humor. They're going to bring back the WWE ice cream bars. The original ice cream sandwich on a stick was around for 20 years, featured stars like Steve Austin, Bret Hart, Hulk Hogan, and others. And while the fans got behind the outcry for the bars to return, a deal has materialized. Good Humor announces it's bringing them back. This time they're going to feature John Cena, Macho Man Randy Savage, Roman Reigns, and others. Just a regular ice cream sandwich with a picture of a wrestler stamped on top of it.
So CM Punk must have said something about these things coming, like he wished that they were going to come back.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's the exact reason why they brought them back.
No, I don't think so either.
He definitely brought attention to him.
Right.
I'm glad John Cena's going to be on one, because now I can tweet him.
Can he just start wrestling
again? I might not be able to see you, but I can taste you.
Oh, my God. And that's when we call the cops. I can't see you, but I can taste you.
I might not be able to see you, but I can taste you.
And that's why John Cena doesn't talk to me on Twitter.
Yeah. That's romantic.
For good reason. Yeah, no, it's not.
Want Dave and Chuck the Freak delivered to your inbox? Sign up for their daily download and have all their bits in one place. Sign up at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com to get the podcast, Peep Show, and more sent directly to you.
This is the thing that exists now. A company called Mirari just unveiled a new product.
Okay.
It's a taint Band-Aid.
Okay.
What do I need that for?
You need it for, Chuck, your premature ejaculation.
Yes, I do.
It's a little Band-Aid that you put in that very private area while you're getting it on, and apparently it helps prevent premature stuff.
What a weird...
It's got magnets in it or something? Hold on.
There's a picture of it here. This is up at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com, too.
No joke, it's half the size of a person's fingers. It's like half your hand.
Huh. Yeah, it's not tiny.
No.
It's got a big job to do.
Yeah, it does. They're planning to have them on the market. They hope by the end of this year, maybe next year. They're not going to be cheap. Each one will cost you $25, and they're not reusable, which is probably a good thing. Oh, I can't slap it on my taint and then take it off and slap it on.
$25 a pop.
Well, how much do you guys pay for... like Viagra, how much would that cost per pill?
Probably less than that.
Oh, would it? It's got to be less than that. Mm. Yeah. It's got to be less than that.
I thought it was super expensive.
I think it's expensive.
I don't think anymore.
Well, yeah, but I'm just wondering, if guys will pay that much to get a boner, would they pay the same to get
I don't know.
Less premature?
I doubt it.
How much is a Viagra pill? It's got to be around $5 a pill. Oh, that's
well, the generic.
Well, the generic is out now.
Ah, let's see. The current wholesale cost for Viagra is $61.54 a pill, but generic is between $30 and $35 a pill.
Right.
That was in 2017.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
So let's just say even if it's 25, if it's the same price, if guys are willing to pay that for to get a boner, don't you think they'd be willing to pay that to not be a minute man or a 30-second man?
Man, if you're a minute man, you'd pay it.
Are there any guys listening that would put this taint Band-Aid on if it meant that they would last longer? $25 a pop. Would you do it, guys? 1-855-954-6969. You can be anonymous, of course, if you don't want to talk
guaranteed?
About it. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. Here's what the CEO says.
Oh, okay.
Early research has suggested that men are willing to do whatever it takes and price is not an issue. We have had great success in our testing with this.
Well, if it works, then guys will do this to last longer. I mean, you have to put yourself in the mindset of someone who lasts like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, everything we've ever talked about, it's always like it takes them from 15 seconds to like a minute and a half. And people are doing cartwheels because they lasted so long.
Yeah.
So maybe this thing will be better than that.
So it's there's a battery connected to this Band-Aid, connected to electrodes, designed to send mild electrical impulses to whatever area of the flesh it's attached to.
So it's like a tiny TEMS machine.
Yeah, traditionally it's used to relieve muscle pain, but in the taint, the Band-Aid is different. It's designed to stimulate and confuse the nervous system, delaying male ejaculation during sexual intercourse.
They shock your balls.
It's designed to help men who suffer from premature stuff, a condition that affects up to 30% of the male population. The root cause of this, still not fully understood.
It feels good.
Yeah.
Current treatments range from
I got
behavioral
it. I
techniques
it out.
To anesthesia to drug therapy. It's the number one male sexual dysfunction, but they say many men don't want to talk about it.
You know, it's funny because I think like when you break us down into the animalistic thing, like most animals don't do that. It's not like a pleasure thing. It's like they're trying to like
procreate,
right? And so there are some that as soon as they're in there,
it's over,
yeah. Right? They're already done. Like they're done. And there's probably some of that
in humans.
Yeah. And unfortunately, some of these guys, they have it where it's just your job is to get in there and deliver your stuff and get on before like the alpha male comes over and cracks your skull.
Leonard's with it. So Leonard, would you spend $25 on this taint Band-Aid to stop premature stuff?
No, I wouldn't. I'd spend $8.99 on a dong ring because that's what I used when I was younger, and they work great.
So you've had this issue before, and those dong rings have worked for you?
Yes. Incredibly, actually.
So it's basically doing the same thing if you get the right kind of one, I guess. Like if it wraps around your sack.
Is that? I don't know. I always thought it was just to keep the blood
I think it does both. Because the old one of the old wives' tales was to grab your guys and give them a tug down. Mm. So I think that's what that thing would do.
The device has a volume control that'll let partners adjust the sensitivity.
The sensitivity. It's you can turn it up or down.
You can turn it up or down. And people have been asking why the taint. They say the answer is simple. That's the area of the body where nerves combine before sending an ejaculation signal to the brain. By delivering electrical energy there, they're basically confusing the nerves, trying to turn down the sensitivity and the transmission of these signals.
Hmm. Be cool if you could choose how long you wanted it to last.
Yeah, chicks would be hitting that button. They'd be like, all right.
Yeah, that's true.
Get him out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, $25 a pop is what it's going to go for.
It's incredibly big.
That would take up a large portion of
it
the taint.
Looks like you're putting a mouse trap on.
Doesn't
taint.
It look like you're? Like, do you assume that your taint is in the middle, and then those things are kind of winged off, like to the sides of your
my ass cheeks?
I think it's going to go down your thighs. So the long strips are going to go down your thighs.
Yeah,
while that little center part is going to go
right in the
funny spot.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, I see what you're saying. But, yeah, and a lot of guys have hair down there.
You're going to have to shave that.
That mm-hmm. you would have to shave before you use the taint Band-Aid.
I'm not involved.
Yeah. Let me get my taint shocker.
People are worried about what happens if it falls off.
I don't think this thing's going to fall off.
Oh, they say it's not like a Band-Aid where it rips the hair out. It's very clever and novel. It doesn't use an adhesive. It's a gel that also serves as a conductor.
It's like taint science today.
It is taint science.
It's sticky.
Taint science.
Got a special gel that acts as a conductor and helps control your ejaculation.
Taint scientist.
I'm a taint scientist.
So here's a guy who said, listen, I'd kill someone to last more than a minute. I'd pay $1 million for a machine that would make me last longer.
$1 million.
That's how bad it is.
Every time, yeah.
A lot of your ego as a man is your sexual ability.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. If guys would be willing, if it's a major problem for guys, $25 per sex session, I think is something they'd definitely consider.
And it's like, it's very hard to put yourself in the mindset of someone who legitimately like starts and it's done.
I think science knows that, you know, there was a gold rush and now we're in a dong rush.
Yeah.
And like, as soon as you figure out all the wiener science, boy, are you set.
This is the secret, though. Like, don't...
One of those online places, they now sell wipes that you can wipe on your dong to make you last longer.
Yeah, I think every time we talk about this issue, someone always says, get these things, get that thing. Wipes. We always say the same thing, too. We're like, what if you wiped it with something, wouldn't it affect the woman. Girl?
Yeah.
So that's the last thing you want, is to make it harder for them.
No, they've obviously figured that out, right? They
well, couldn't. You don't want that.
Never get them. How would those work then?
What's that?
It would have to be something that
desensitizes
just the man. They're you called endurance wipes.
Probably have to wait for it to dry or something as soon as it dries. I don't know.
I don't know how it works.
It's remove it from its package, deploy to your most sensitive areas, let dry for 5 minutes.
Drying.
Enjoy the effects of lasting longer with your partner.
Yes.
Soaks in.
Increase your endurance by 340%.
Right.
Which, I mean, if you're lasting 5 seconds, that's
what we said. Like, that's what's insane about it, you know. But I had that one very uncomfortable, bar moment with one of my buddies who then revealed all this stuff to me.
It's always the worst when your buddy tells you some stuff.
And I was like, oh, man, I don't.
He told you, like, premature stuff?
He was like, yeah, man, I just, there's nothing I can do. It's just, I'm like, oh, boy.
Hmm.
I don't know what to tell you.
So they say during their studies.
And he tried all this stuff. And
he did. Didn't work for him. The average was 75 seconds for a lot of the guys who did this study. After the wipes, they lasted 3 minutes. And after 1 month of it, they lasted 5.5 minutes.
Dude, if you went from 75 seconds to 5 minutes, that would be like.
That'd be a game
to changer. You, it would be amazing.
Yeah, game changer.
You know?
Still pretty. Not that great for her.
Still pretty not that great.
You're not going to really.
What are you going to do?
Nah, you're still not a mind blower.
Mm-mm. No.
But for most guys that last 75 seconds or less, that would be huge. Huge. Keone.
Hey, how's she going, eh?
Good,
how's
man. Going, you a premature fella?
I'm not. I wouldn't say it's diagnosed as premature, but sometimes it's just too good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So. The theory has never failed me ever since I first stuck my wiener in something. If it's ever too good, you got to just vocally sing the ABCs in your head with the melody, and I promise you, it makes you not think of it. It's actually worked.
Sing the ABCs in your head stops you from finishing.
I mean, I think all guys have like something that they do, whether it's math, whether it's. Whatever you're trying to get
the
your
dudes
mind.
With the clinical premature stuff, they're going to be like, hey, boom! Hey, boom! Damn it, I'm doing
all
it!
You have to be in there.
You got to start singing first. Like, you got to be like, A, B, C, D, O! You get to O real quick.
She's like, wait, no.
That's not even, you skipped from D to O.
Not it. A B C D O.
No,
that wouldn't work for a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm. No, man, that was 200% longer.
Mm-hmm. That was a 346 increase.
Yeah. Tina, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. So your guy uses something different.
Yeah. So he was informed a few years back by a holistic practitioner that if you take a watermelon rind and you blend it into a high-powered blender and then drink it, it has a Viagra effect. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I can tell you that he does this at very key times, and it works 100% of the time.
Hold on.
What happens when it's not watermelon season? Can you get watermelons right now?
Yeah, you can. You can get them year round.
You can get them all the time.
Yeah, you can get them year round.
I think so.
They're not good. I never buy them this time of year.
Dude,
for
both
rinds. This is my PSA for everybody in the new year.
So it's not for premature stuff. It's to get him. So he had problems getting a boner, Tina.
Well, he didn't have problems. It was more like insurance to make sure that everything was good. But he has shared this with people that said that they did have a problem, and it worked for them, too. So it's a natural way. Like, it's a natural solution, like a Viagra.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, so we just looked it up. It says, no, watermelon rind is not nature-powered Viagra, but some research shows that it may help men with mild to moderate erectile dysfunction. Its libido-boosting powers come from the amino acid citrulline, which is concentrated in the rind.
Now you won't be able to find any watermelon.
It's just funny to be like, maybe get ready, get in the bedroom, and then
exactly.
you're like,
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, God.
Swallow it. Jesus Christ, swallow it. Hold on,
sweet bang.
You need that boner.
You better be careful with that, because I was only told it gives you diarrhea.
That's right. You're in for it tonight.
So many risks.
I'm drinking meringue juice.
Ooh, I'm going to give you 25 minutes of pleasure. 6 hours of diarrhea.
God, it's awful.
As a kid, my mom was always like, don't eat the rind. You're going to get diarrhea.
That's funny.
Yeah. So funny. It's the second question in Google. Is watermelon good for boners?
Huh. Well.
She swears by it.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Her man does.
So he must have just like a rind. Mild.
Yeah, that's like more like it's in his head or something.
Although they say it can help men with mild to moderate erectile dysfunction.
Right.
There is a little bit. It's not just like Viagra, but it can give you a little help. Wow. Everyone will be buying up watermelons and blending them up.
It's not a watermelon.
God, how bad would that taste?
It would taste really bad.
So is that just it's like...
Just the rind.
But is that the skin part, or can you just eat the internal, like the stuff that gets like white?
I think it's
the whole rind.
You'd have to use
like the
green,
white and the skin.
Yeah, I would say from the white to the skin later, it's going to be your rind.
Yes.
Yeah, you're in for it, girl.
Oh, there's no way.
People start garbage picking like family barbecues out of the pond.
Yeah. It's like, why are you taking all of our water?
Free Viagra, baby. Here we go. Me and my girl are going to get it on.
Oh man. Hey, you done with that watermelon?
Jesus Christ.
You going to throw that watermelon around?
Wayne's with us now. Hi, Wayne. Good morning.
Yes, fellas. Good morning. I'm sitting here dying here in this conversation. My trick was just a subconscious psychology thing. You know, when I was on the good old internet, you know, looking for stuff, as Chuck would say.
Yeah.
And I loved it that you said, I'm not a perv, it's just there. Absolutely. It's like, I don't go look for it, just the channels I'm on.
Okay, so what's your point, though?
Anyways, when you're on the channels and you're doing your thing, you got to tell your man that you're in control.
Oh,
so when you're getting ready to go, you just got to sit there and fight it. I'm in control. You're not going right now. It takes a month to do, but if you practice, like I met a girl on Tinder last night. No joke, she will text you guys. Plus, I'm a Forex trader, so I left my positions open because of this Iran thing, and my computer's ding, ding. I'm doing my thing, man. And she's like, are you going to finish? I'm like, I can't. I got too much on my mind, but great for her, but it's subconscious, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, Wayne. So you just
he's a mind over matter. And he's trying to, it is a terrible time, you know, with Iran launching missiles and you're trying
to
bang a Tinder girl.
I'll never finish.
Jesus, the news is going.
I stayed up all night last night. I'll never finish.
You have a lot to say.
If Wayne's lady wants to text us or call us, feel free. Let us know how Tinder went.
Wayne shoots from the hip. And he's a mind over. He's like, listen, I'm in charge here. Talking to his wiener.
Listen, you son of a bitch. You bastard, you laugh longer.
You don't do it.
It's me. Don't you do it, mister.
No.
Oh.
People are texting, and you can just buy Citroline pills, too.
Oh, okay.
So
I figured that people
would
be doing
better than
lines
the
of Citroline.
That's easier.
That's what I figured.
Manny's with us next here. Hi, Manny. Good morning.
Good morning, Scoop Scoop Boudicco.
Boudicco. Flashback. What's your comment?
My ex-husband had a few issues with getting hard, staying hard, so I'd done my research, and I'm like, okay, you know, outfits aren't doing it, natural home remedies aren't doing it. So a girlfriend of mine told me to go to this adult novelty shop, and I was like, okay, sure, no problem. She told me the product was called Rush, and is this liquid in a bottle. It's a liquid in a bottle, and you give it a little sniff, not like huffing, but you just give it a little sniff. And let me tell you what, he was harder than a Chevy commercial.
What?
Swear to you, it's called Rush. It works, and it also works on women. I'm not kidding. I'm somebody who did suffer from a low libido, and I sniffed it. And let me tell you what, it was like Niagara Falls, baby.
Oh, man, that is disturbing.
That's poppers.
Wow. You are. Craziness. All right, all the best to you.
Oh, my.
Take care of yourself, lady.
Yeah, poppers
when
are
I put
wet.
In
illegal.
Well, I don't know.
It's illegal.
Poppers are a drug.
There it is. Rush for sex.
Oh, you can just buy it.
Yeah.
Rush. Go get that. Give that a whirl.
$9.99. Never fake it.
It's like, it seems like poppers.
So what is a popper? I know we've talked about it before, but I forget what it
is. Yeah, we talked about it. It's like some kind of chemical that you smell and it gives you some kind of orgasmic effect.
I thought that was the thing dudes were taking to help relax their backside before.
Does it do that too?
It does that too, I think. I think
it's, so it relaxes stuff and fires stuff up?
Wow, I think they're big in the gay community.
Huh. What does a popper do?
I saw Sam Kinison do like
a... It can give an instant high when inhaled. Mm-hmm. The effects popper appear quickly and include dizziness, warm sensations, and increased heart rate and headaches. They have widespread recreational use.
Okay.
So Rush is just another form of a popper.
Apparently.
Rush for sex.
It's weird that they sell it.
It's like Rush Poppers is what it's known as.
Yeah, Rush for it. Mm. Rush liquid incense.
Yeah, so they sell it almost as something else.
Yeah.
Because Rush gives a better one.
It's just so crazy. I was at a gas station one time and there's just poppers laying around all over the place.
I've never actually seen like one. I think anal nitrate, like Hunter S. Thompson tears them in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas a lot. And it like hit him and he's like, eh. Like he kind of freaks out for a second.
That was a good reenactment.
Huh. Usually pretty accurate.
There it is.
Well, you can tell it's gay stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God, that guy's just dousing himself in the hose. Jeez. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I guess it says we're gay or straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam Kinison does a whole bit on him saying that he really enjoyed having sex with him.
With poppers. All right, so we're talking about this new Band-Aid for your taint that apparently will stop premature ejaculation. Anonymous, would you use it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hold on. There we go. Yeah, we need that.
Okay.
Would you use it?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've had a big problem?
Yeah, it's been a problem for me for a long time. I'm married now, so I end up having to, like, I don't know if I can say, but, like, kind of go down on my wife for a long time.
Yeah.
I know it's funny.
No, it's not funny. Having to
it's
say
not
it.
Funny.
Having
just the go down part was laughing. Not your fast firing dick that didn't make us laugh.
No, we're not laughing. At that.
How long are we looking at here?
A minute, sometimes less.
Yeah,
right.
So it just feels great, and then there's nothing you can do.
Exactly. Yep. And I've tried the forever hard, the wife, man. None of it ever works.
So if they had some kind of electronic battery boner killer, you would give it a whirl for $25 just to see? Because
if they say it helps, man.
Well, because this is the thing. Like, so if you're like having a hard time lasting a minute, 5 minutes is going to feel like forever, right?
Oh, yeah. Just 3 minutes. Going to 3 minutes would feel like a huge difference.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Wish you all the best, dude.
Yep.
Yeah,
when he said forever hard, all I could hear was like forever young, but forever.
Forever hard. I want to be.
Forever hard.
Okay, this is crazy here. He says, guys, I know this is going to sound crazy, but it actually does work to desensitize the dong for about 10 minutes. I do this once a weekend. Lightly spray your penis with aerosol hairspray.
Come on.
I'm not putting hairspray on him.
Then flick your lighter at the donger.
Okay, right.
It'll set it ablaze for 5 seconds and then burn out. The penis will be numb for 10 minutes.
Troll.
I know that sounds crazy, but it works for me every time.
Don't ever do this. I don't know why Dave read that. Don't ever do this.
Don't set your dong on fire.
Don't ever light your dong on fire.
How can we sleep when the dongs are burning?
That guy's a troll.
Don't do that, guys.
Dear Dave and Chuck the Freak. I took your advice the other day and had burned my penis off.
Yes. Take your penis.
Yeah, we are telling you not to do
put
that.
Put it in a vise. Clamp it down.
I don't know what these guys
spinning.
Are talking about. All I do is I find the nearest hornet's nest. And then I find a little opening where those things are flying in and out of there.
Yeah.
And then I kind of, I get myself a little going. I get her fired up a little
halfway.
Bit. And then I just go in there with it. Let them sting me till oblivion. Last for 2 days.
Wow.
Swell up, dude. There's a nice size effect.
Very nice.
Don't do that either. Just jokes.
Yep. Jesus yeah, no, my Christ. God. No, please. And that apparently, like that rush stuff, I know some guys might be tempted. If you're on blood pressure medication, you can't go anywhere near that.
Right, of course.
So just be super careful. We don't recommend any of this stuff. No. Not from the watermelon rind to none of this has been endorsed by Dave and Chuck. The
don't you ever do anything we ever say.
Yes, exactly. We're just passing along info. We do not recommend any of it.
That's not
we don't want anyone's
doctors.
Donger to be set on fire.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
Just even be careful. Dave told you to do it.
I didn't tell you. I just simply read a text.
When you got the aerosol, I was like, wow, he's going to go the rest of the way.
Yeah, he did. I thought it was a fine little free tip.
James, don't do it. Don't set your dong on fire.
I can't wait for that video. Going on. Yeah. Like, all right, I'm going to numb my dong for 10 minutes. You ready?
Here we go.
No! Spray.
Be numb, all right. You can't have pubes. You couldn't have pubes. It would set them ablaze.
There's no way that that is not just a joke that that guy was saying.
He's going to burn the alcohol out of the aerosol spray. That's
nice. I used to do this all the time. I would spray a bunch of it into a sink. And then light the sink on fire.
It'll burn for a...
And it burns for longer than
it's
you
think.
It's
not just an instant out.
Yeah, it takes a
if
minute.
If you put aerosol on your wiener and you light it on fire, you will get a second degree or worse burn on your Janssen.
Yep.
And nobody wants that.
No one wants
that. I don't.
At all.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
How did a fart lead to a fight? In Texas.
Texas fart fight!
That's terrible.
Texas
you
fart
You never want to be in
get your guys one!
Yeah. It's a straight up old fashioned Texas fart fight.
Yeah.
Everything's big in Texas, even the fart fights.
Bigger than most.
I'm immature.
Sorry. That's how this show works.
Yeah.
You know you're in a real relationship when you can freely let a rip around each other. Some people never get there and are not comfortable with it. Right. Others consider it to be, well, yeah.
Or you love you. I love you. Obviously.
There's a 41-year-old guy in northern Texas named Christopher Ragsdale. His girlfriend complained about his nasty gas.
Means I love you.
And that's when he headbutted her.
Wow.
They were, I guess, visiting a friend. The friend left the room to get some drinks. Mm-hmm. He let one rip. She said, how could you do that?
Yeah. Right. I bet it smelled like
Texas
barbecue. Well,
she said it smelled horrible.
Yeah.
And that's when he let loose.
Like a 5-year-old brisket.
Mm.
The friend ran into the room when he heard the head button. So luckily the girlfriend wasn't seriously hurt, but the friend did call 911, and Christopher, the farter, he's now facing domestic violence charges. There is his mugshot. He looks like his farts would stink.
Look at that guy.
Why does he look like a Jedi woman?
He's all wrapped up.
He did one of those. He put those capes on if he's got an offensive T-shirt or some lettering or something.
And his hair, with
his hair. I had a boss that looked just like this. My first boss in radio. Yeah, I looked just like this guy.
He's got one of Courtney Cox's early hairstyles and a mustache like Charlie Chaplin or something.
He's a weird looking dude.
You can check him out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. His picture's up there if you want to see this guy that we're talking about. But.
Okay, so at first I thought he was wearing a hood. He's
that's
not.
His
that's
hair.
His,
that's
hair.
His hair.
That is his hairdo.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow. I thought he had a hood on.
No, he's unique.
He looks like a man from a video game that takes place in a dystopian future.
He's definitely the bad guy.
Yeah, he's the bad guy. He's the bad guy. He's like Kylo Ren's worse brother.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good description. Yeah, that is a very good description.
Yeah, man.
I'll show you him in color here if we can. I don't know if it'll come up, actually. I don't know if that mugshot worked out there. But
You can always see it in color at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
There you go. Yeah, just not on my computer. Yes. I don't know why that loaded there.
Is our site blocked here?
It is, yeah.
It's just not showing all the stuff on this.
You know, security.
One day it will be. But anyway, that's the dude.
Yeah, he looks crazy.
I can see how a fart could lead to a fight, though. I definitely could. If you're like an animal, like you're at someone's house, and you fart, and your girl's like, what are you doing? We're visiting people.
Yeah, it's wild to just fart with company over.
Mm-hmm.
I just think there's two kinds of people in this world, and some of us are very gentlemanly and ladylike with our farts, and then others of us are animals.
It's bad to keep them in, right? Is that the deal?
I mean, what is it going to do that's any worse for you? That's what I thought.
Like, what can it do?
That's such a good point.
What's it going to do that's any worse to you than, like, half the stuff you're doing anyway? Jesus.
Yeah, no, it's the argument on the other side is, like, that you should let them out. You should let them out.
Well, you can let it out eventually.
Or maybe go to another room.
That's it. Go for a walk outside.
Yeah.
You got to leave. You can't stay inside. You got to leave.
They say that with the poops. You shouldn't. You know,
don't hold it in.
Yeah, but
yeah.
With the poops.
Yeah,
with the poops.
With the poops.
They say with the poops.
Get it out.
You should not hold them.
Yeah. No. I mean, I get that, and don't if it's an emergency or hurts or something. But also,
but then
don't.
Again, go to the bathroom just to fart.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
right.
Usually, there's
half
a bathroom.
The time I'm in the bathroom is just to fart.
Oh man, it's like it's open air outside.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
I'm a human being.
Exactly.
Yep. I have a butthole.
We all do.
A few rare cases where there's not, but.
And a questionable diet at times, which leads to gastrointestinal disorders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Distress.
But just don't be, if you have to fart, don't be a douchebag.
I think the number one place that a fight would start would be in a car. Second would be an elevator.
But a car, you just roll the window down.
Yeah, I guess you have some escape.
I think someone farted on the elevator on the cruise, like while we were in the elevator.
That's terrible.
Come on.
Like, you should just start fighting.
Person?
Yeah, it could have been.
Dude, if I was in an elevator with strangers, literally, and somebody farted and I smelled it, I'd be like, God damn it.
Yeah,
I'd say it out loud. They probably had that prune juice at breakfast.
maybe they did, Lisa. Unless they stocked up on prune juice.
Old people fart and they can't help it.
No,
they just got a loose old beehole, right?
Yeah,
they don't care either.
Yeah,
their butthole did its battle.
It's hung up. It's hat.
It's time for it to rest. Let it rest.
You know, like how you guys felt when you were in that car and that driver, he farted on you.
Yes,
like you guys felt like you didn't really have control over the windows. You know, like.
Yeah.
Yes, because it was
his car.
He was like a chauffeur. We got picked up to go to an event.
Yeah.
The one time they actually, you know, gave us a ride.
What's
here.
Funny is I think we could have rolled the windows down, but I thought that would be, I think it was cold.
It was like freezing.
It was freezing.
It was winter.
It was the middle of winter.
It was like February.
But I also, I thought that would be too obvious, but then putting my my shirt and jacket over my face would be like,
instead, she looked like a woman in a burqa. All you could see were her eyes.
Yeah.
Right? And then she was giggling like this. So, but that less discreet than just hitting the window down.
The funniest, stinkiest rat of my life.
That was.
Yeah.
It was really funny. And Lisa and I all dying. Like, disgusted and dying at the same time.
Yep.
I could hear them giggling in the back seat, and like I could smell it. And then I kind of look over and I see Lisa out of the corner of my eye with her stuff all over her face. I was like, oh my God, Lisa's letting her know she smells this fart. We started texting each other.
I'm just saying, like, that's, you can see a fight starting.
Yeah. Oh, it smelled like a whole falafel blew out of his backside, right?
Right.
That's what the smell is like. Hilarious. Like he's sitting on a falafel right now.
Yeah.
I was at a bar like a few weeks ago, and I was sitting at the bar, and there's like a bunch of people in there, and some animal tore one.
Mm. Oh.
And it tore me up inside because, like, I was like, I was the first one who smelt it, and they say that's
the dealt it. Yeah, you dealt it,
But I was like, I had to speak up.
I didn't deal it.
I'm like, no, it wasn't me, though.
You did?
I have like a fat shame, like.
I
think that everybody assumes I'm the guy that farted because I look like the guy who farted.
Right.
In every situation.
I know what you're saying.
But I'm not. Right. I never have been.
And so I almost feel like sometimes.
I'll fight to the death. I'll grab you by your collar and I'll be like, did you do it?
Yeah, exactly. And
tell them.
Sometimes I feel like someone who doesn't look like a farter.
They're the worst.
They'll cozy up on you, fart.
Yeah.
And then move on.
Yeah.
And then they're like, must have been
it
him.
It was brutal.
What's funny is that if I've ever been a part of like a group fart, I always assume they don't think it's me. So I'm like, good. Yeah. I mean, you know, like it's not me.
No,
but I'm like, don't even worry that they even think
it's me. You never even thought about it. My whole life has been way different.
It's so different.
Yeah. Every time a fart remotely happens anywhere within a 3-mile radius of me, I'm like, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
You understand?
I'm more like you, Andy. I'm like, oh God, they're going to think it's me. Right?
I think guys probably suffer
Right, but I feel like just in any scenario like that, any gross scenario, and if I come out of the bathroom and something gross has gone on in there, I have to announce it to everybody, the gross thing that's happened. I've announced stuff to James.
I'll be like, just so everyone knows, there's crap everywhere. There's stuff all over the sides. It is not me. It was not me.
Yeah.
I tried to take care of it.
Yeah, if people, I've even had, if people pee on the seat, I'll clean it up, even though it grosses me out.
Me too. I do it all the time.
They're going to think that was me.
Yeah. I do it all the time.
You can't be the last. Yeah,
you can't be the last. I don't want to clean up some other dude's piss.
It's
but
terrible.
You have
but,
to sometimes.
Yep,
otherwise, terrible. You'll get the blame for it.
Yep. Mm. I get it.
So, yeah, I think a lot of guys have that.
There's a guilt. There's a guilt. Your butthole has enough attached to it anyway, and then without all that, there's still guilt.
Yep.
There's a guilt that comes with having
Lisa's
a man's
never
butthole.
Felt that guilt.
No, no, she hasn't.
She will never. No. She'll never
she doesn't know.
No. I mean, I almost made a scene at that bar because I was like, it wasn't me. Who was it? Fine.
Yeah.
Say it. Do it.
Well, that's how I feel on an airplane. Whenever I'm on an airplane and like it'll happen if we're all flying together or whoever it is, like last time I was flying with Lisa, like every once in a while, Lisa will give me a look like I'm like, I know what that look is. The look is she smells someone's fart.
You know what it is, too, a lot is like I think a lot of people pin it on a fat guy.
That's one.
Well, the last flight, I knew who it was. I knew it wasn't you.
But it's never.
I don't think you ever think it was me because I've worked long enough. I don't fart in front of
skinny guy that typically does it.
Mm.
Steve has a comment here. He's joining us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Good morning, Steve.
Lifeless eyes.
Like a dumb butthole.
So I want to let you guys know I have this weird Chuck luck where it happens to me at least a few times a month. I will be on a treadmill. And someone fart next to me and then walk away.
Yep.
And you know, I'm breathing heavily, I'm running, I'm inhaling it, but it happens more often than I'd like to admit.
Yeah, the gym is such
it's another place.
I think
place
a lot
that.
Of people fart at the gym. I think sometimes it just happens to some people, right? If they're squatting or if they're running fast, but others they just don't care.
And this is the worst time for it, I think, because
it's people that have not worked out.
They're shaking things up.
Exactly. They don't know what the fallout is.
They are shaking things up. It's the number one thing that keeps me away from a gym.
Is shaking things up?
Is just the I have to work out by myself because if anything should ever happen,
you don't want.
I'm not going
to
be on a treadmill in front of 9 or 10s.
You'll be the only one.
I'm not going to let my ass rip.
Yeah.
While there's 9 10s doing yoga.
Yeah.
Tommy's exactly. in Boston. What's your comment, Tommy?
Prepare to peg.
Sire.
Yes.
The enemy draws close. The towers are ready.
Heavy horse.
Heavy horse to the east. Catapults loaded.
Man the trebuchet.
I think that we should. I believe it's time to peg, yes. Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg, sir!
Ready?
Peg!
What's your comment, Tommy?
Wow, that was a long one.
Yes.
That was a long one.
It's going to get longer.
Yes, thank you for that. Thank you. I appreciate that. Uh-huh. I appreciate it. Hey, so I'm on this diet, and I'm on a carb diet. I've been on it for about 9 months.
Okay.
And I have a long history of I've come from a farting family.
Right.
I'm famous for my farts.
I
announce them. I could do crowd pleasers, silence, you know, everything.
Yes.
Crowd pleaser.
I can't remember last time I farted. Billy the Kid of farts. Being on this diet, I can't remember last time I farted.
Did you say the carb diet or do you mean the no carb diet?
The no carb diet.
Oh, okay. You just had a carb diet.
Yeah. So that's why I was like that's
all
carbs.
All carbs.
So it was like a terrible diet.
I'm on that diet.
Sugar and carbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So
I try to stay under about 20 to 30 a day.
Yeah.
And it is really amazing how it's nothing. I mean, maybe when I'm sitting on the pot. You know, when I'm making a number two, you know, there will be, but nothing during the day, nothing through the night,
so
nothing.
The lack of carbs has totally destroyed your fart reputation.
So maybe this dude is one of those guys like celiac or, you know, like maybe he has an allergy or a reaction to stuff and because he's avoiding it.
His gut bugs are off.
Yeah.
I just know myself, like, I'm a gassy man. But yet, I'm a controlled gassy man.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I control it. I could be the filthiest guy you guys know. Mm-hmm. You guys could run out of here. Lisa could, her arms could be flailing.
She'd quit the show.
She'd be so upset all the time. But you just have to take responsibility for yourself.
Man up.
Have responsibility.
Yeah.
Fart
yeah.
next to someone
have
on a treadmill.
Responsibility. Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I was calling about people that, about my fiance when he, let one go in line at Cedar Point one time.
Oh, no.
He's a dirty bastard.
Oh, it was.
He stopped the Magnum?
Oh, no. It was. He had just ate one of those tacos in a bag or whatever, and we were waiting for the Millennium Force. And it was the funniest. We talk about it to this day. It was so hilarious.
Hilarious?
He let it go. Well, yeah. It's funny because of the reaction of the women behind us. This is what happened. We were waiting in line, and it just happened to be Africa hot that day in Ohio. Uh-huh. It was so hot. And he literally let one go. I didn't know he did it. And these women behind us, all I hear is, this mother, I'm not going to say the word.
Right.
No, they let him have it.
Oh, so they knew it was him?
They knew it was him, and he laughed so hard. But they were like, you nasty trifling. Oh, they were calling him out of it.
Good.
It
oh, my
was
God.
So funny.
My good.
They were in the hotel with us, too. They called him garbage butt every time they saw him.
Oh, wow. They stayed at the same goodness. Hotel. My goodness. Garbage butt. That's old garbage butt.
Yeah,
you trifling mother effer.
That's how you die.
At least you're outside.
I know, but sometimes that wind isn't moving. That heat
if
just,
it's so hot, it's, that's right.
The
yeah,
wind's not moving. That heat just sits.
Sticks right with you.
Sticks. Napalm.
And he had like taco in a bag farts.
Yeah. What the hell are they doing there where they're offering people tacos in a bag?
It's
and
like,
then
isn't that like walking tacos?
Shaking them up with roller coasters.
Just walking tacos.
Mm-mm. But I do. I wish they could have done more than just yell at him. I wish they could have tied him to a bed and hit him with soap and socks.
Yeah, exactly.
August is with us in
old
Tampa.
Metal jacket style.
Hi, August. Good morning.
Blanket party.
Morning.
What's your comment?
Well, my comment was I walked into my father's room one night to wake him up because it was early in the morning. We had a doctor's appointment and so on. And I walk in and the first thing I hear, he's just ripping them in his sleep.
Yes.
And it was just, it was hilarious.
Do.
Second you just walk in, just you just hear them riffing.
Yeah. But I'm sure it was like a wall of stench too.
Oh yeah,
oh, sure.
You open that door,
you don't want to be one of my kids.
No,
come into my room.
Entered my father's room, and the air was thick with his farts.
Yeah,
steamy.
James, you had an incident yourself.
Yeah, Christmas shopping in Kohl's.
You did it or someone did it?
I didn't do it.
Okay,
I was a victim.
Good.
My fiance and I were victims. We're walking down the aisle trying to check out some sweet novelty teas, get some cool Christmas gifts for the fam.
Yeah.
And this old lady just literally comes to a dead stop.
You heard it?
Yes, like loud, like she's trying to rev up a motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
So we immediately start laughing and just hightail it into like the clothing department. And she just stands there. And if your dog like farted... And like the realizes the dog like hears a noise and doesn't realize it came from its butt.
Yeah,
that's what this old lady was doing. Like she just like stood there and was like looking around. Like where did that noise come
did
from?
Did it smell?
Oh, she didn't.
I don't know. I wasn't close enough to tell if it smelled.
Oh, it did. Yeah.
But like instantly, you just see the old lady's like walking slowly, walking. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to walk around the senior citizen. She's taking forever. Then all of a sudden, she just stops and then.
Seems my like God. A high risk area, Kohl's.
Oh, it's Kohl's. Yes.
I thought it was safe at Kohl's.
You're not.
You're not safe.
You're not.
No,
not at all, my friend.
Old ladies love their deals.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and their farts.
They love Kohl's.
And one more quick call. Voice changing technology, Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. You are going to admit here on our show you are a public farter.
Wow.
Why would you do this?
Kind of. I also admit I'm a really small, like, lady. Like, so people don't know it's me. And, like, you know, we're human. If you have to, you have to.
Right.
But, like, the funny part is, like, my family and my friends who know it's me because it's really bad. So I've gotten yelled at in the car when it wasn't even me. I'm the first person they'll think, though.
Right. So, like, they're on to you. Your friends are on to you.
Oh, absolutely. But in public, I can, like, slide under the radar.
Oh, it's so
diabolical.
Because
you never expected. You are. You're a diabolical female farter.
See, she could just mosey on up to me and cut one loose, and everyone's going to look at me.
I don't want to meet the woman whose reputation is the filthy
that's
family
what she's
farter.
Known for. Yeah.
She's something. That's why she went to voice changing.
Yeah, she didn't want people to know.
No. Known for her farts.
Oh, man.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.